on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Yes.
Now...
Oh, yes. Welcome to Monday, guys.
Welcome indeed.
How are we all?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Good.
Refreshed after a lovely weekend.
It was a really good weekend.
You know, we've started a Monday off right when Jade burps like 10 seconds before the show starts.
Well, you got it better out than in.
Such a lady.
Oh, I'm a lady.
Maddie from the newsroom. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. You know what? I don't want to bring the mood down, but I lost something really important to me yesterday, so mood is down.
Oh,
what happened?
I have a ring that my partner got me for our 5-year anniversary last year, and the gem fell out of it. So,
Oh, no.
And I was at the Knights game too. So, what a mess of a Sunday afternoon!
Oh, how horrible!
Quickly, what is the colour of the gem?
It's like a dark red. It's a red sapphire.
If anyone has seen a dark red gem at the Knights game. Please call New FM 131009. I know it's a long stretch.
How heartbreaking.
But you never know.
Do you know what? I know somebody that works at the stadium. So I'll make a call. You never know.
If somebody finds it, I mean, they deserve a prize for how good their eyesight is, honestly.
Well, you never know.
Oh, you never know.
Thanks, guys.
Jake, I always scour the ground
for money.
So if I ever find, I look for rings.
Wearing one red earring, Jade.
Yeah, I was going to say, where did you get that from? Producer Jackson, good morning. How are you today?
I'm going all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? Better than Maddie's?
Do you know, it was very relaxed. I slept most of my weekend, to be honest.
Oh, good.
Good stuff. Good to
slept it away.
Well rested.
Yes. What's the saying? Just speaking of the footy real quick, because I was there yesterday too. What a devastating game it was. We got thrashed.
I love that Maddie's still wearing a Knights beanie today. I mean, that's
it was a sad match, wasn't it?
It wasn't. Oh. I mean, yeah. I didn't see any of it, but I heard it was terrible.
It was. It was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what went wrong, Jade, do you think? You love football.
Yeah, I don't know, just putting it out there, do you know what I walked away, other than the devastating scoreline? I walked away going, Jack Johns, I think he's got a promising future with the Knights, because he debuted on Sunday, and I was watching him, and he was just in there, tackle after tackle. Like, I was very impressed. So this is Maddie Johns's other son. He has two. So he's actually debuting with the Knights here, and his other son, Cooper, plays for Storm.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Jack was really impressive. I was, like, watching him when he was on the field. His number 16 jersey did really well.
Well, that's good stuff.
He used to play for the Rabbitohs, yeah?
Doesn't look a thing, actually. I think he did. Doesn't look a thing like his father or his uncle.
Oh, he's better than the dad.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I had the hots for Maddie Johns.
Footy-wise or looks-wise?
You love a footballer.
Well, it is, yeah.
I reckon if you weren't married, you'd be slaying those footballers left, right. You know it. I see how you look at them, Jade. Anyway, moving
Probably
on.
Probably would, actually.
There you go.
Probably would.
Look, I've wanted to bring this up last week, but we didn't really have time. I got this message from a customer about one of the antique items I've got for sale. And it went down, like, the line of questioning is usually around condition, you know, how things look. This went down a whole new line of questioning that I just was not prepared for. We've got to talk about it. Some crazy stuff this customer's been saying.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we are talking Crevo's crazy customer right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so you guys know sometimes I do a bit of buy, swap, sell for fun.
You say sometimes for fun. I say you do it all the time to make serious cash.
Oh, I wish it was that good. Look, I you guys know I recently was doing up my front deck, right?
Yeah.
The guys had to dig some footings, foundations, to put posts in. And when they were doing that, they unearthed a very old, like, antique glass stopper for a bottle. So it's sort of like a mushroom kind of shape, and it would have gone in the top of, like, a medicine bottle.
Oh, like your grandma's
like
old scotch bottle. My grandma used to, like, have scotch in one of those glass ornamental bottles.
Right.
With a glass stopper.
They're almost sort of like a catanta top.
Yeah, that's it.
A decanter top.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's
decanter
that's
top.
What it was, yeah. So
kind of like cylindrical in shape.
Yeah, but then it has like a round...
It tapers down.
Yeah. Big round top.
Almost like a dummy, really.
That is a good dummy. Good description of the shape. Now, I know that glass bottles and antique bottles are very collectible, so I went, oh, here's an opportunity to recoup a very small amount of this renovation. I'll put this thing on Marketplace for $6, right? Because, you know, I'm always up to make a dollar where I can, right?
I'm surprised you wouldn't want to keep something like that that's buried. It's sort of your house's history.
No, I'm not sentimental like that. Mm. If it's not nailed down, I'll sell it. That's my motto. Really annoys Hemi with a lot of stuff around
there. I bet.
Where's that gone? Sold. Anyway, so I decided to put this online, and it didn't get much interest at the start, which, you know, not surprising in a way, because it is a pretty unusual thing.
Well, you kind of need, like, the matching bottle for it, yeah?
That's right. But my theory is, if you've got the matching bottle and don't have the stopper, I'm the only one with that for sale, right?
Man.
So that's my thinking behind it.
God,
anyway,
you're a flog.
Anyway, I have this up for sale, and a message pops up. I'm like, oh, here we go, we're on. And this first message comes up and says, hi, just wondering, is your antique glass stopper for sale? And then I reply, and I write, yes, it is. Would you like to come look at it today? This is like the standard, you know, back and forth. And then this person, James, writes back with, I got a question. And at this point, I'm like, okay. Oh, okay, what is it? And he replies with, can it be used as a butt plug?
What? You're kidding me.
I don't know what to reply to
that. Is he joking? Is he just having you on?
Well, this is what I'm not really sure about, because I don't want to be the one to kink shame, but at the same time, I don't really want to know /
okay, let's talk about the man. Can you look at his profile? Let's not reveal the name. Let's run through a few things.
Yeah, okay. Let me just pull up the profile quickly, because... Okay, what would you like to know about said person?
First of all, do they have a picture of themselves as the profile picture?
Not as the first picture, but you know how some people have like a series of pictures that are like scrollable? I am able to see the picture, the person.
Okay, is there multiple photos of the same person, or is there like one photo with a bunch of like random others?
So there's definitely a selfie, so I can see them, but they have not revealed their face.
What's this got to do with...
Approximate age. You'll find out. Approximate age.
I would say 22.
22?
Yeah.
Man, Newcastle's a kinky place, though. I think it might be real, actually.
You reckon it's
real?
Yeah.
The reason I asked the question, if it's like, if it's dodgy and you like, it just doesn't look right, probably some joke profile. But
no, this is a real profile.
If you think it's real,
because we've talked about on this show Nike TNs and the whole
Eshay culture.
We've talked about before.
Oh yeah, kids are saying that. Don't be Eshay.
I would say he's a perfect description of that. He, in fact, is wearing, like, the grey tracksuits, the Nike TNs, and, like, a bum bag.
Then I think it's a joke.
You reckon it's a prank?
My brother's a lad. Yeah. Lads aren't asking people on Facebook, can they use glass decanter tops as butt plugs? It's not happening.
Practical joke?
It's not happening. Look, it's a joke.
We might continue the conversation just for more content for the show. I don't know what else to say, but we'll work it out afterwards.
Awesome. Well, guys, we're about to play Lads versus Lasses. So the lads are currently in front on 40. Oh, hold on. It's a tie.
Yeah, it's a tie.
It's a tie. We tied. Yes. Okay, girls, 13:10:09. We need to thrash these boys at the start of the week nice and early. So it's our ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you want to play, we have a great prize up for grabs.
That's right.
A $50 voucher to spend at the Young Street Hotel in Carrington. It's Newcastle's number one family venue. And yeah, you went headlong to that.
Excellent. If you want to play, 13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. One male and one female take each other on, and they are playing today for a $50 voucher to spend at the Young Street Hotel Carrington. It is Newcastle's number one family venue. Welcome to Caro Dice, they say. But
what do they say?
Caro Dice. Welcome to Caro Dice.
Great pub there, actually.
I like it. Paradise. Paradise.
Oh,
I see what they did there.
I didn't realise that's
where it came from.
No.
Well, should we meet our lass up first?
Yeah.
Shall we get right into it? Her name is Dimity, as 27. From Thornton, is in the Defence Force, and is a triplet who just moved here from Townsville, and her favourite pastime is running.
Wow.
Hey, Dimity, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. You must be super fit. You're in the Defence Force, and you only love running.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Look, how many Ks would you do in a day?
At the moment, 15.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
You must be super fit. How awesome. Good on you.
Hey, what do you think of the difference between Newcastle and Townsville, Dimity? Very different, right?
It is. It's very different. This is my first proper winter in 5 years.
True. You'd be climatising right now.
Yeah.
I went up to Townsville over Christmas. I actually didn't really like it. Are you liking Newcastle more?
I actually love Townsville.
Oh, well, you're here now.
I went to some nightclub called, is it the Mad Cow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man, that was a...
I've never been.
That was a messy night.
Big night. Well, Dimity's never been. All right, let's get into your questions. Of course, we are playing for a voucher today, which is great. Number one for you, what is the brand Rhino Rack known for making?
is it toolboxes?
No, they're the roof racks.
Oh, okay.
All right, question number two. In water sports, what does SUP stand for?
Stand up paddleboarding.
That is correct.
Good work.
Well done. One on the board. Okay, number three. In construction, what is the brand Westmix known for making?
Mixers?
Need a bit more than that. Mixing what?
Like cement?
That is correct. I'm going to give it to you.
Two out of three. Good job.
Well played.
Hold the line there, Dimity. Let's meet our lad today. His name is Jay. He's 40 from Charlestown. He's a fleet manager. He's on the phone now. Hello, Jay. How are you? Jay, good morning.
Hello,
hey, Jay.
Hey, how are you today, Jay? Welcome to Monday. Okay, let's do this. You need three for an instant win, or if you get two right, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss. Question one. What's the name of Prince Harry's brand-new baby daughter just born?
I got no idea.
It's Lilibet Diana, named after the Queen and, of course, Princess Diana.
There you go.
Very sweet.
Question number two. The Veronicas are currently starring on which reality show?
No idea again.
Too bad, man.
That is the Ladies of Love.
Dimity goes instant win straight in there. Congratulations,
good job, Dimity. Good job. Young Street Hotel Voucher. So welcome to paradise.
Yeah, welcome to
good way to start the week.
Hey, guys. Very exciting. After 8 o'clock today, we have something very special getting set up here at the moment, and that is a mechanical bull.
Yeah, that's right. It's just is going to be very cool because we're going to, well, reveal what we can give away. It's PBR tickets. Yeah,
let's do it. Why else would we have a mechanical bull?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So, guys, went to the footy yesterday and I was having a great old time in the crowd watching everything happen or not happen for the Knights. But met these two guys sitting behind me called Brad and Matt. And I have to give them a shout out. They're two miners from Rix's Creek. We had a good old chat. They're a nice couple of guys and they listen to our show all the time. So big shout out to you guys.
Question, Jade. I have a few things here. How do you like get into a conversation at the football when you're meant to be watching about what you do as a career? Like, are you wearing like a shirt that says, I'm Jade Leader?
No. I'm not actually. So Ben and I actually turned around to get a selfie. No, I'm telling you.
So we
turned around to get a selfie with the field, and then Matt said, hey, do you want me to take that picture for you? And I said, yeah, sure. So he took our photo, and then Brad, his mate, goes, now you need to make sure you give us a shout-out for that on Monday. I said, oh.
So they knew who you were, Brad, just by looking at you?
No, not by looking at me. He recognised my voice. I said, did you win tickets through New FM, did you?
Oh, there it is.
I thought they sat us all in the same area. And he's like, nah. He's like, you got the most recognisable voice. We listen to you all the time in the truck.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, oh, yeah, cool. We got chatting. But they were really nice guys. So.
Excellent. Well, good morning, Jen.
That's what I love about the footy. Everyone's always so friendly and, like, in the stands and you have chats.
That's good.
You're such a humble girl, Jade. I'll tell you what, though, who isn't humble, and that is Jason Derulo. Of course, him and his influencer girlfriend, Jenna Frooms, have recently welcomed a brand new baby boy into the world last month.
Oh, congratulations. Good, right?
You ready for the name?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
That's his name. What's the kid's name?
Jason Derulo.
Oh.
I find that so weird.
Oh, come on.
And also, like, very up. Like, it's
very self-involved.
Very self-involved. Joining the likes of George Bush, of course, President 41 and 43 of the United States. Future the Rapper, he also named his child Future. Johnny Depp, his son is called Johnny Depp as well. Donald Trump, of course.
Yeah.
Usher, he's like the six Ushers, actually. All is the men in Usher's family are called Usher.
Usher.
Now, Jason Derulo. I think it's so weird. Why do people call their child
the same name as themselves?
I don't think it's weird. I think that's okay. It's called tradition and legacy, and it's an honour to be named after
your own dad.
Yeah, that says to me,
you're into yourself too much.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. What's wrong with, there's no difference between you being named Matthew and your great-grandfather's first name was Matthew. You could argue that.
A few generations back, all right.
No, it's no different.
The direct dad.
Thousands, millions of names out there, you know, to choose from. But, you know, I'm going to name my child the same name.
It's special.
All right.
It's special.
This is a debate we've got going on.
Jade, you want to name your child Jade Leader, don't you?
It's Jade definitely up there in the top five.
No good, Dale. No good. Well, 13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, naming your child after yourself. Do you think it's
perfectly fine.
Weird or is it like wrong. Humble and tradition? I don't know.
It's traditional. There's nothing. What's wrong with tradition? Why is everyone scared of tradition?
All right. Your team, Jade, it's absolutely fine. Or me, you got so wrong.
The kid Leroy.
Pick another name.
Like as if the kid Leroy is naming his kid the kid Leroy. Like
nothing wrong with it. Better than naming your kid Apple.
13:10:09, taking your calls after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is it okay to name your child after yourself?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is because this guy decided to name his brand new baby boy after himself. Because do you know what? In life, this guy doesn't say his name enough. You know, there's a guy that says his name in every front of every single song,
right?
Song.
All the time.
I'm sure he says it to himself whilst making love.
You know what? Easier for him to remember, I guess.
Well, yeah, and now his child scored Jason Derulo as well.
How ridiculous.
I don't think so.
That just says to me, man, you are so far up your own ass, it's not even funny.
No, you know what? By naming your child after yourself, hopefully they'll see you have a strong self of sense, of self-worth, and hopefully it will encourage them to feel the same. I think it's really important.
Oh, come on. It's just basically saying that I've got the best name in the world, so you have it as well.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And it establishes a strong bond. Like, if you have the same name as your mother or father, like, I think it's nice to have that connection. It's not self-involved.
Make your own legacy in life.
That's
who
right.
Wants to live up to some, you know, silly name?
Well, a lot of people, if you look at your father and he's your superhero, I think that's one of the greatest gifts.
No,
you can look at them as
to
not
be named after your very own superhero.
You know what? The only people
superhero.
The only people that should be naming their children after them is presidents and royal family members.
Think of something else.
Absolutely.
Is that all you can think of?
Well, you said you went to high school with a guy called John Deegan, right?
Yeah. No,
and he was like John Deegan Jr. and Senior.
Yeah, so there's John, like Mr. John Deegan, or we called him Mr. Deegan because it's respectful. And then, he's renamed his son. His son was called John, sorry.
There's a name you want to carry
on. It was
on.
Little John and Big John.
Little John.
When we were around their house, it was just like John, and you're like, Little John or Big John? She'd be like, Big John.
You
like,
come.
Okay, Mrs. Deegan.
Son, you come from a long line of John Deegans. I respect the name. Let's go to Katie. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. My name's Katie and my daughter's Sophia Kate, so it kind of sounds like I love myself, but it was only, we named it because I dreamt it many years ago and my husband liked it, so we kept it.
I think it's sweet. I think it's lovely.
It is, but I also believe that if people are going to name their kid the exact same as them, sort of sets himself up to be living in their parents' shadow, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Really.
It so does.
It's a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Jade,
no pressure at all. That's where it comes to your parenting skills.
Jade, you'd be there twisting the little girl's arm. Like, I didn't do it this way.
No, I wouldn't, actually. I would not.
Mummy doesn't like that.
Oh.
You're disgracing our name. She's only four, Jade.
Also, it creates confusion if you're at the same address. Like, where does mail go to?
Absolutely.
Put a junior at the end of the name.
The kid? Yeah, but
I'm happy to be senior Jade Campbell or senior Jade
You'd
leader of the house.
Never pop that on the chin, as if you're getting called Jade senior and being comfortable with that.
The old Jade. All right. Next up, it's Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Do you reckon it's good to create this kind of confusion by naming your kid exactly the same?
You're not going to like this today, Matt. A little bit, because I have a daughter. Oh, I've got a few children. And, like, all their names, middle names, have got carried on. Like, my middle name's from my aunt who's passed away. And it's a tradition thing. And it's up to the individual. And, like, and then my granddaughter's name. My daughter took all of our names and took all the letters from our first names and mixed them up until she came up with a name, and she ended up with Maya Bailey Sky.
Well, that's different.
It's sweet. You know why?
It's different to go exactly the same name.
Yeah, but what about your middle name? Like,
that's fine.
Name?
That's fine.
Oh, God, you're annoying.
Like
you're just annoying me.
That's how you do it, honey.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks for the call, Michelle. It's a sense of family history, guys. And you know what? I don't think there's any greater, heirloom you can give to your children than a namesake.
Excellent. Stay humble, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Love it or exactly. Loathe it up next, Screevo.
Yeah, and we've got to talk about YouTuber Logan Paul.
Stay humble, ladies and gents. Big fight today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into that for Love It or Load It up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today we have to talk and love it or loathe it, Logan Paul.
Oh, yes.
Three, two, one, go.
What do you guys think?
Love it.
Yeah, you love Logan
love him.
Paul?
Do you know what? Man, he is making some bank, of course, the big fight today.
10 o'clock.
Him and Floyd Mayweather. It's going
to
be fantastic.
I had to Google just quickly then who he is.
Absolutely massive YouTuber.
No idea who he is. So I'm just going to say loathe it because he's not on my radar.
Tell her what's happening. Tell her what's happening.
Okay, so Logan Paul, the YouTuber, put up this thing wanting to basically fight with Mayweather. Now, he does have a history in boxing a little bit. So I think in the last year or so, he actually fought another YouTuber over in the UK. And he
Floyd did?
No, this is Logan Paul.
Right.
And he was basically did quite well out of it. I think he made $10 million out of the fight overall with pay-per-view, because that's where, all of the cash is. And there's a lot of money going to be made out of this fight, in fact. So Logan Paul versus Mayweather. Mayweather's already made about $30 million so far.
Wow.
And is expected to make $100 million once all the pay-per-view money comes in, which is, you know, where the big cash is.
That's nuts.
Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest pound-for-pound boxers of all time, ending with a professional record of 50 wins from 50 fights.
Yeah,
this guy is undefeated. Wow. One of boxing's greats.
And up against this YouTuber who's done a couple
of fights. Logan Paul has had one professional fight. This is going to end badly. There's chat about like Floyd Mayweather wanting to make an example of Logan Paul for challenging him.
Well, this is interesting because like
it's going to kill him.
Well, that's like one possibility, and there has been talk about that. But I've also been reading other parts where people are saying, like, due to the way the fight's set up behind the scenes, there won't be like a clear winner, or it's going to go on for extra rounds.
It's probably already it's staged dodgy deals.
Well, that's
boxing's known for that, the old paper bag in the locker room trick.
Well, perhaps. I mean, they're saying that this is the sort of thing that might, like, happen with it, is there might be a full behind-the-scenes deal happening.
As if you're not doing sneaky deals.
There's a big weight difference. Like, this match you wouldn't usually be allowed in a normal boxing match. So, Floyd Mayweather is 70 kilos as well. So, he's not 173 centimetres. So, he's a fairly unassuming kind of guy in terms of size. Logan Paul, 188 centimetres tall and 86 kilos.
Quick question for you guys. Would either of you jump into the ring with Floyd?
Well, of course not.
What?
No. With Floyd Mayweather for how much is Logan going to probably get
about
from this?
$20 million, they reckon.
For $20 million, would you jump in the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather?
No. You can't pay me enough because I...
Why?
I don't want to end up... with brain damage and disfigured.
Yeah.
You'd be knocked out in, like, the first few punches. I would.
Would you?
Oh, my God.
Well, if you think about it, I probably train for a little bit, right? You know, but I'm not going to be in the league by any means. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, if I got into a ring and he
took... You think you'd have any kind
couple,
of chance?
Couple swings at me, he knocked me out in one go, and I got $20 million.
No,
I'm set for life.
Not risking it.
I'll never have to buy another scratchy ever again.
That's true.
Well, that is true.
Well, it's across multiple different streaming networks, including FanMeo, which Logan Paul has a stake in. So they're encouraging people to watch it.
The dodgy deals. There's the paper trail already.
At midday, they reckon the official coverage starts at 10. It's around $50 to $70, depending on who you're getting the fight through. I want to go watch it. Let's go to a pub and watch it.
Yeah, 10 o'clock this morning.
Absolutely.
Why have you got it for free?
Well, there'll be heaps of pubs that have it on, Jade.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Would either of you marry Clevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now.
Oh, my God. So back when our old newsreader Hamish was on the show, Maddie, He used to hate whenever we ran the news, like, late.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed lately I'm starting to slip back into that habit. I'm just getting, like, a temperature check. Are you okay with it, or...?
Look, it's all right, but if we start pushing any further closer to, like, quarter past the hour...
Yeah, no good, is
too
it?
Far.
Okay,
too
late. All right. You can slap me back into place. Just tell me.
All right. Pick up your game, Maddie. Come on.
Okay.
You've been told.
When guys is poor girls getting told by the internet, because there's this influencer who's been caught faking first class flight photo shoots, and she's been sprung in economy. So on 13 10 09, we want to know if you pretend, or maybe someone you know pretends to be rich, you know, to get some freebies as an influencer, or maybe like they're just someone who likes to brag and try and live a bigger life than what they do.
A lot of people out there get caught bragging.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't have to tell people, but you just know that's not really the life they're living.
My mum puts on a different voice whenever she goes shopping.
What?
Like a posh voice.
A posh voice.
What?
I'll be out with her, right? At like Woolies or something. And she'll be like, Matthew, grab the... No, don't get that one, Matthew. Get the better one.
What?
I'm like, Mum, what are you doing?
I hate it. That's what you get. You're like your mum then.
I'm not.
Sometimes you put on an English accent.
Oh, that's just as a joke to see people's reactions.
Is it though? Yeah.
No, she doesn't have an English accent. It's like, hello, Matthew. No, Matthew, don't get that one.
No,
it's like,
Matthew.
You never call me Matthew. Stop putting on a voice.
How funny. That's hilarious.
Really cute.
I love that.
All right.
So that's the kind of quirky stuff for after.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Time to talk about this story, Jade. Mm. Influencer taking photos of herself in first class and then pictured afterwards in economy. Yeah. Gee, thanks. Just try it.
Yeah, this is all coming about. So on 13 10 09, do you pretend to be rich, and what do you do? Or does someone you know pretend to be rich, and what do they do? I should say. So because there's this influencer on Instagram, she's been caught faking her way to the top. So basically, she was on a flight from Monaco. And
where?
Monaco.
Yeah, oh. Monaco.
Didn't you used to be a flight attendant, Jade?
Monaco is the delicious ice cream.
You're
Monaco
right.
Bar?
No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. But anyway, there's a what is it? Monaco. Far out. What's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Anyway,
she's so
on a
well
flight,
traveled.
Okay? She's traveling the world.
Yeah.
And she shared a photo with her 885,000 Instagram followers posing in the exclusive section of the plane. So she's in first class.
Like, hey guys, look, just taking first class flight.
Look at me. Yeah. Oh my God, living my best life. And, you know, she's in
busted. A... Busted. Taking photos, pretending to be rich. She couldn't really afford business class. This is crazy. It happens all the time.
So she's been actually caught. Someone's seen her going, what is this chick doing? And then she's like, they've seen her go behind the curtain, like back through, and they've taken a picture of her in economy. So
back
she's
in the
sitting
cattle
there
class,
in cattle class with her mask, with everyone else.
Baby vomit. At her
everywhere.
Feet.
Yeah. Like, it's the whole situation. Happens quite a bit.
It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, people do it in all kinds of situations. I reckon if you work in retail, you would see it a lot, like certain areas.
Well, it's funny you mention that. So my cousin, Melissa, she works at a furniture store, right? Mm. And she, what? She basically told me the other day that one of this customer that came in went around, put in a $5,000 order. She's like, yes, I've made, like, bank. This is great. I'm going to get commission. And then turns out the next day the lady phoned up, cancelled a quarter of her order, and then on the Monday cancelled the whole thing. So that is a perfect
zero.
Example of somebody, like, pretending to be rich and going, oh, nope.
You know what, though?
Poor old Melissa.
I do it myself sometimes. Like, look, this sounds weird, right? But if I'm, like, shopping for, let's just say, milk, and I'm going through, like, the manned checkout,
yeah,
I won't get the Woolies milk. I'll get the Dairy Farmer's milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Just so you don't feel.
Just, yeah.
That's... that's odd. What? It's, who cares?
Yeah, I know, but...
Deep down, you do.
Are you getting at least the drought relief as well?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I just...
Just don't want the, like, the Woolies home brand milk with the home brand written across it.
Yeah, you're a loser.
I mean, yeah, look, it happens. I told funny. You, yeah, I mean, it's just... Some people just need to pretend to be rich to feel good, I guess. That's just what it comes down to.
Okay. Well,
speaking from coming from a millionaire.
Yeah.
Well,
like, look, you can talk.
No, I mean, I did it myself.
Every fancy
recently.
Restaurant. Where?
Well, I went to look at a new van. I don't have the money to buy it
That's
yet.
That's right.
Why would you do that?
Because I need to know what one I want.
Wasting the shop assistant's time.
It was a bit of that. I was like, I'm not ready to buy this for another
like
6 months or a year.
It's like dangling a bit of, like, bait in front of a fish.
Well, it
it's
is, because like, oh, they really are on big commission.
I really need this commission to keep my job. This guy's going to buy it.
Nah, not today, mate. Sorry.
Hey, guys, coming up next, what's the gossip with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
do you pretend to be rich, Jackson?
Jackson doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to. He is rich.
Yeah, we have a trust fund. Also, I've got Lisa Kudrow coming up. So she's issued out on what it's like to perform next to Lady Gaga. Also to something else. Samantha Armitage. She's actually dished the dirt on it, the real reason she left Sunra.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
getting
she has
to
a
the bottom of it.
She has a podcast, actually.
Oh. Yeah, she did an ep with Kyle Sandler.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, listen to it. Yeah. Well, she's got it. It's ongoing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Just quickly, if you're driving on Maitland Road in about half an hour, you'll see a big mechanical bull set up outside here at New FM. Of course, PBR tickets up for grabs a bit later. Producer Jackson in right now with What's the Goss?
Yeah, let's talk Lisa Kudrow because the Friends reunion, of course, aired. Big stars joining them, including Lady Gaga. Now, that would be nerve-wracking. So she's opened up about what it's like to perform next to such a music icon.
Okay, that was great. I was really nervous when I first heard that. You know, then I prepared. I realized I had to learn Smelly Cat again. And I tuned my guitar and then realized I don't know the chords, but I Googled it.
Can I just say, that's on the Ellen Show. I had to cut out about 30 seconds of pauses in between. Can that show just end? Doesn't Lisa Kudrow also just sound like one of the most boring people ever?
No.
I wonder that Friends reunion had to drag in people like Lady Gaga to make it somewhat interesting.
Do you know what does
geriatrics?
Do you know what does annoy me?
It's the lamest show.
Do you know what doesn't...
the Friends Seinfeld debate.
Jade, so continues. Do you know what? So are the 19th century midday movie dramas you watch, but I don't bag them out. Do you know what annoys
yes,
me? She is... Yeah, I actually do. She is so well known for that Smelly Cat song, so I don't believe it when these big stars that, you know... In a way, they kind of shade the thing that made them famous. Like, Smelly Cat is so iconically her, but she forgets the course.
Also...
It's like when they say, oh, I didn't watch the episode. It's bullshit.
Also, like, was she really playing any chords or just strumming at a guitar?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
I thought she did the entire time. I mean, she's hardly a rock star guitar player.
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't waste my time with garbage shows.
All right, yeah. Shade thrown.
Oh, why is my Bluetooth AirPods not working? Oh, because it doesn't attach to a garbage can.
Do you know what? Honestly, she... look, I've found it, guys. Listen, here you go. Smelly Cat. Here we go. Oh, it's the wrong version.
It's the piano version.
Damn it. Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's just playing guitar badly. Anyway.
Yes, yeah. Like the show.
Moving on to Sam Armitage. So she sat down with Kyle Sandilands, who's probed her on her new podcast about why she actually left Sunrise, because there's all these rumours that she's hard to work with and blah, 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 which I believe. Anyway, so she has... pretty much just tried to put out the fire around that, and she had this to say.
Well, I love leaving a cloud of mystery wherever I go.
What is the go there?
The fun wasn't there anymore because I was the lightning rod for the show at that point.
Yep.
Anything I said was analysed, and I was getting belted to death by the bloody Daily Mail, and you just think, oh, is life worth this?
Do you actually believe that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it'd be a Viper pier in Sunrise, to be honest. Yeah, absolutely. And I think Koshy is the diva. I mean, you don't last that long on a show without, you know, and outlive three co-hosts to, you know, if you're a, you know,
if you're not a
pushover.
A psychopath.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe you're right. If he's able to, you know, it's a bit like Survivor, the whole outwit, outlast, outlive. With that show.
I've always liked Sam Armitage. Like, I like that she's
To be honest, I always thought she was a bit too good for that show.
Oh, I always thought she was nasty to people. I mean, also, too, if you get rid of Koshy, who are you going to have when the budget rolls around?
I don't know. I think I might be getting sucked in right now to her PR photos online, actually.
Her spin?
Yeah, I can't. Actually, I'm getting fooled by press.
You have a lot in common with Sam Armitage, Jay.
Really conflicted.
Well, you have a lot in common. Media star, like, people do attack females on shows.
They do,
whether it be on radio or TV. You know, it's something that all women, I think, and men too, but more so women deal with in the media industry. Mm. And you know what? She dealt with it in the way she did, and that's up to her, you know?
In granny panties.
Oh, I wear granny panties. Don't diss the granny panties.
Like I said, similar, right?
Similar in so many ways.
A new song up next in New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning, indeed.
It was a great weekend. I know we discussed earlier, I know Crevo, I think we all caught up with friends this weekend.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
The thing is that I caught up with one of my girlfriends, Beck, and when she came over my house...
Oh, Listener Beck, who you formed a friendship with
Listener
outside
Beck.
Of the show. Oh, yes.
Listener Beck.
You never let people over your house. It takes a long time for you to trust people. And, like, for you to open up your front gates to a new person.
That's
bravo.
True.
Girl.
Good work.
Thanks, guys.
Good work.
But, yeah, for those who don't know, Beck and I met through this show.
Yeah.
And we've caught up a few times. But, yeah, we went out for dinner and she came round to my house. And then she sort of almost fell into a panic because I believe she saw me write on Facebook that may have slipped her mind. So I'll tell you what happened, and I feel really bad about it, but I didn't say anything at the time because I didn't want to make things awkward. So
do we need Beck on the phone?
I don't.
Better get her number up.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But I'll tell you what happened, and you'll see if we'll have to mention. I don't know. I don't know if I have to apologise or not.
We probably do.
Imagine Dragons Thunder right now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Jade, you've been upsetting your brand new friend.
Well, I think maybe. I don't know.
So you got around in your house for the first time.
Yeah. So I love Beck. We get along really well. And we went out and had a really beautiful dinner. And then we got dessert. We took it home to my place.
So romantic.
Yeah. And and then we're on the couch chatting and we're having black wine and cake, living our best lives. But the thing is, I noticed when she came around my house and I was giving her the little tour.
Yeah.
I'm showing her around the place and then she sort of panicked a little bit, right? Now, I just got to tell you something. On Facebook, right, I follow a lot of sort of groups where it says, do you think the cost of living is a problem for Australia? Like, they throw questions like that out there. Or
life's big questions.
Yeah, big questions. Or it'll say, how often do you change your bed sheets?
Or like tomato sauce for your cupboard.
Yeah, where people throw questions out there and you just comment, right?
Okay, fun.
Well, there was one the other day and it said, is it rude to not take your shoes off in someone's house, right? And it broke down all the statistics of, like, the average of Australians who say yes and no and all this. And I read it and I just commented on it, yes. Now, you know when your friend comments on something on Facebook and sometimes it filters into your feed?
Of course.
Well, I think it filtered into Beck's feed and she saw that I said, yes, it's rude for someone not to take their shoes off in your house. So we're halfway through me giving her the tour of the house, and then she's like, oh my goodness, I forgot to take my shoes off. I'm so sorry. I said, it's okay. It's all right. And then, like, and she was really worried, so then she whips off her shoes, and I thought to myself,
feet?
No, she didn't. I actually lent her a pair of my bed socks, so her toots
so she
didn't
did
get
have
cold.
Stinky feet.
No, she didn't have stinky feet.
You were just covering
it up. The floors were cold, guys. I was being a nice
host. Also, since when have you started enforcing people to take their shoes off at your house? I've never taken my shoes off at your house.
Anyway, this is the thing.
Crevo is very different. You feel so guilty if you walk into Crevo's.
Well, he's just had new floors put down, right? But this was the thing. I thought to myself, she really sort of panicked, and I thought, oh, that's what's happened. So I don't know, but I don't know if we got her back
we
on the
do.
Line
hey,
now.
Hey, Beck, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hey there.
It's Jay 2.0. Sisters. Hey, Beck.
This is the question. Was
did it happen like
is
that?
Is it because of Facebook that you panicked and took your shoes off?
Yes, very much.
Ah, I knew it. Look, I felt terrible because at the time I was thinking, oh, no, I thought about it. I was like, it was an odd reaction to have halfway through a tour. I was thinking, oh, no, it's come through your filter. It only clicked last night when I was in bed, and my girlfriend commented on something
on
very
the same
similar.
One, and it came up.
Yeah, and I felt terrible.
What a
I'm
rude
so
woman,
sorry, Beck.
I'm so sorry. I was thinking, as I was walking, I was like, don't forget to take your shoes off. And then I got caught up with, like, your front door, how beautiful it was. And then I was like, oh, no.
Question
Look,
for
I'm
you.
Look, I'm not that heavily invested.
It was just a random thing, right?
Yeah.
But question for you, Beck, while we've got you here on the line. Was Jade's house how you imagined it?
It was even better. It was perfect.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank
that's
you.
Very nice.
Such a good vibe.
What are you laughing at, Maddie?
Beck, what are you being a suck up for? What? Tell us really, Beck. You walked in. What did you really think? Like,
I thought it was awesome.
Haha.
I've claimed her. She's one of my besties, whether she wants to be or not.
No.
So, question.
We had so much
perfect
fun.
For
did
each
Jade?
Other.
Has Jade's been to your house, yeah, Beck?
Yeah, we had a pool party.
Yeah, that's right. Did Jade misbehave when she, like, went over to your house? Did she do anything wrong
that you thought,
oh. No way.
Did she leave, like, a few chocolate kisses in the toilet, like, anything?
No, nothing random.
Nothing, okay.
No. There we go.
So it's you just misbehaving, Beck. I'm glad you girls have had a fun time. Do you know what? This is why you need to hang out with women, Jade.
What do you mean?
You're just because nobody else wants to put up with wine and cake and bed socks. Like, no thanks.
That is a ladies' activity.
Well, thank you, Beck. That was really sweet. Anyway, but
call
don't worry about the meme. Yeah, we'll chat later. But
nothing to stress
I feel terrible. It was just a It's not a big
Take
deal.
Take your shoes off. You're ruining my floor.
That's me.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that is you.
Hey, look, up next we want to give away some money. $925 birthday lotto has gotten up to, which is pretty sweet. Very simple. All you need to do is come up as the month that we choose here, which is February. If you're born in February, 13-10-09, this is your chance at $925.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
All right, easiest way to win money here in Yui, $925. God, she's getting close to $1,000. Very, very nice. All you need to do right now is be born in February. We do, of course, spin the month wheel every time we play, and another chance before 9 o'clock. Let's meet our contestant.
All right, let's go to Karen from Wall's End. She's a courier driver, has 3 kids, all boys, and includes twins, and wants to go bungee jumping and take a trip to NZ. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, we are going well. Yeah, obviously right. Not scared of heights, Karen.
I totally am big time, but overcome.
That would break the fear, I reckon, like jumping head first off a cliff into the abyss.
I'm hoping so.
Too scary for me. You've got some balls, Karen, and I'm spinning some balls right now. Our birthday balls.
All right, if they come out, Karen, you win the money.
Oh, geez.
What have we got, Jade?
Oh, 2's come out.
2 balls have fallen out. Do you want the right or left hand, Karen? You can choose your destiny.
Go with left.
Left? All right. That'd be the one you've got, Jade.
Cool. All right. The 24th of February.
No.
Ah, too bad.
What was the... Do you want me to tell you what the other date was?
Yep, go on.
The 28th.
Yeah, that's no help either.
That's no help.
Good.
There we go.
Thanks, Karen.
Definitely wasn't your day then.
Enjoy your
absolutely
day.
Absolutely not.
We have a mechanical bull set up in the car park outside. The Novo's Ride or Die, debuting next. This is very simple, guys. We have stacks of tickets to the PBR, of course. Now, we need two contestants, 13-10-09. One of us will compete for you. The person that stays on the mechanical bull the longest will win the PBR tickets for their contestant. I want to do it today. I'm putting my hand up. I think I'll be great at this game.
You reckon?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon I can ride a bull.
Do you think we do a boys' day first, then you versus me?
Yeah.
Or, Jade, you want to jump
nah,
on first?
Nah, let the boys. Let you guys go on
well,
first.
Well, you said... Well, you're wearing tights today, and you said not the optimal clothing for bull riding.
You slip off. I've only ever ridden a bull once before, and I was wearing leggings, and I came off in a second.
What was your solution before? I'll just take my tights off.
Yeah, I said I can take my tights off. Just
skin on skin.
Skin on the bull.
Get myself a thigh burn.
I lifted the bull on with the gentleman who's setting it up out there.
Is it heavy?
Not too bad, but what I did notice is they've got real, like, cow's hide on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look, and the guys that are setting it up there are just amazing. They're just, like, if you're wanting to get, like, a bull ride or other amusements out for your... event, it can be anything.
Because
right?
Who doesn't want a mechanical bull at
I'd
your party?
I'd love a mechanical bull at a hen's party. That would be fun.
One at a Christmas party once for work. It was so fun. Allfunrides.com.au, all fun rides for your next event. You got to check them out. They're on Facebook, they're online, and you know they'll set it up literally anywhere at a radio station, for example, today.
All right, can't wait for this. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
I was like, yes.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now.
A few weeks ago, we had a live camel walking through this radio station. We love a weird stunt. Outside right now, we have a full mechanical bull set up because we have tickets to give away to the PBR Bull Riding Battle of Origin 1 happening July 3rd at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. It's going to be fantastic.
Boom.
Tickets right across your week. Now, this is very simple. It's called the Novos Ride or Die. So two of us will be out there competing for a listener. The person that stays on the mechanical bull the longest wins for the listener.
Okay.
That's right. So, Jade, you've cancelled yourself out for today because you're wearing the wrong pants.
Yeah.
And OH&S said you couldn't go, like, no pants on the bull.
And on Ugg boots, too.
Well, that's less important.
Also, if you get injured, we're the least too litigious of the three, so...
I decided that was easy. So it's you and me, Maddie. It's time to meet our listeners, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Crystal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. So there, you can choose first up. There's Maddie and Crevo riding. Who would you like to ride for you this morning?
I got a lot of faith in Maddie today.
Oh, all right.
All right. I'm fighting for Crystal.
That means
very good.
Lara. Hey, Lara.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. I'm going to be riding for you today. I've got this. Don't worry. Maddie talks a big game, but I think I've got these tickets for you, all right?
Right, are you grip with your knees?
Okay.
Grip with your knees.
I've got tips, Maddie. I've got tips.
Good job,
yeah, Crystal, give me a tip. Have you ridden a bull before, Crystal?
Not very well, but my tip is just don't fall off.
Oh, okay. Excellent tip.
Yeah, I'm all right. Here we go.
Daddy's out on an island.
hey, you watch. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Have you ridden a bull before, Maddie?
No, I haven't, but I just have a feeling.
Okay.
It's something I'm good at, I reckon.
Okay. I love it. Okay, so if you want to watch, we're going to put this live on our Facebook page. So that's going to kickstart any minute now, and we'll be back with Maddie and Crevo riding on behalf of Crystal and Lara for PBR tickets.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I'm a ride or die, and I'll need the key.
I'm going to go ride or die.
It'd be big if I won this rodeo because it moved me up in the standings.
To be able to conquer a massive animal as a bucking bull is amazing.
Bull riders are not just judged on how long they stay on a bull, but how well they ride it.
Welcome to the toughest sport on dirt. Welcome to the PBR.
Oh, this is a great morning here at New FM. It's just gone 8:17 and Maddie and Crevo are outside getting ready to ride or die. It's all thanks to Fun Rides for your next event. Check them out at allfunrides.com.au. We have a mechanical bull and Crevo and Maddie each riding for a listener this morning. So we're going to cross them. We're live on Facebook right now. So whoever stays on the mechanical bull the longest wins their listener a pass to the PBR. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Jade. So Crevo is perched atop of his bull. Man, I don't think he's going to last very long. He just had like a quick little 10-second try, and he wasn't very steady.
Oh, no.
I like his chances. So Crevo's going to go first. Obviously, as you said, Jade, the person that stays on the longest wins for their listener. Now, we've got Eric from All Fun Rides here. Tell me, do you have different speeds here?
Yeah, we've got slow, medium, fast. And for the good ones, we've got on the Mount Cowboy.
Okay, so what do you recommend for us today?
I'm going to start on slow and then every 10 seconds go up.
Oh, good. All right. Well, here we go. Shall we kick it off?
Yeah, kick it off. So Crevo is riding for Lara this morning.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. And he's off. He's off already.
What? We didn't see it.
What a disgrace. You didn't even try, mate.
I didn't even try. A lot harder than you thought. I thought I was going to be fine. One spin and I was off. All right, Maddie's getting ready. He's talking a big game. Of course, playing for Crystal. Live on Facebook if you're wanting to watch this. Maddie's inspecting the ball as if there might be some way to get on it. Yeah, just jump on, Maddie. You got this. Maddie is riding. He's atop the ball, straddling it. He's ready to go, and he's away. He's holding on two hands. Bit of a cheap move, but we'll let it go. He's holding on tight. Oh, he's definitely out. Oh, he's up already. 11 seconds. Maddie's the winner. Crystal, you've got the tickets to the PBR. Maddie, how do you feel?
Oh, I mean, piece of cake, really. Piece of cake. Jade, you should come out and have a go.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to. You guys did incredible. Watching live on Facebook right now, everyone's having a laugh. And well done to Crystal. I think we've got her on the line. Congratulations. You're a winner this morning.
Oh, thank you. Well done, Maddie. I knew you had it in you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, hello.
All right, well, that's a wrap. We're doing this again tomorrow at 8 o'clock once again. If you would like to win PBR tickets, definitely be listening to our show and one of us will be riding for you. We are talking after this about an EMF announcement. So we'll be back in a sec.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Yeah, that's right. For the past couple of weeks, we've been working with EMS Fitness Center at Katara and been looking for one man and one woman to change their lives with their 12-week challenge. Now, as part of this, you win access to both gyms for the duration of the challenge. Plus, we're going to follow your journey on the show, encourage you and help you get to those dreams that you're trying to.
And do it with you.
That's right. You know, and EMF is such a great facility. We went out there and checked it out and they just have such great equipment. The people involved are also supportive and they want you to achieve your, you know, goals and what you want out of your fitness journey. It's time now to Well, we're going to talk about... We've got to announce our first winner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The winner, first up today, is Billy Hanley. Billy, you have scored yourself this incredible experience. I love the entry Billy sent through.
Yes.
How do I like my eggs? In a cake. The EMF Fitness Challenge would help me lose the extra beef I've gained since my wedding, which, of course, is so important to a lot of people out there. So, Billy, welcome to the club.
Welcome indeed. It's going to be a journey we're all going to do together, and we're going to try and, you know, get to our fitness goals, because a lot of people do procrastinate and put it off. This is the perfect chance to take charge of that and join with EMF to do that.
Mm, looks like a really cool gym.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. Maddie and I did the boot camp there. Almost killed us, but we felt good afterwards, right?
Amazing. Yeah. Guys, congratulations, Billy. We'll announce our next winner on tomorrow's show, guys.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
This
is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 o'clock.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Aussie boys, Jet. In there, are you going to be my girl? I like Jet.
I wonder if they've gotten some haircuts over the years.
They were quite gross looking, weren't they? Like they needed a good wash.
Really? I never thought of that.
Katy Perry, she's had a few haircuts.
I have not heard this song yet.
Oh, in full?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it in full yet.
In 105, you'll get to, Jay.
You evidently don't listen to me. This is fresh from Marshmallow as well with the Jonas Brothers.
They performed this at the iHeart Radio Awards. So good. The Jonas Brothers, they should stick together. Don't do the solo thing.
They're way better
together
team. Had a real estate show. He was flipping houses for a while.
Oh, really? Kevin?
Yeah, the ugly one.
Of course it was.
Poor Kevin.
It is what it is.
No Calvin Klein endorsements for him.
Oh, bless. Well, guys, look, we have to talk about something huge, which is happening next week, and that is World Blood Donor Week. I'm pretty naive. I've been very lucky health-wise, and I think it's very easy when you're a healthy person to forget about those who, you know, do have illnesses and need blood transfusions. Absolutely. And rely on people donating blood. And I've only sort of recently, like, I sort of feel ashamed in a way. I'm 35 and I've only just started donating blood. And it's the more I've sort of been and I've sort of looked into it and researched, the more I just think, wow, like, it's incredible how many people need it, even just daily, to stay alive. Mm. It's not just for car accidents and, you know, people who need it in a life-threatening situation. So we here at New FM, we want to try and, I guess, get as many people donating blood as possible, registering to donate blood. Go to, I believe the website is donateblood.com.au. But we're going to be chatting to a guy, Dion McFadden, after this. He's actually had two forms of leukemia and he was only given a 5% chance of living.
Wow.
So, we're going to chat to him, find out about his story and how important it was for people to give blood and how much he relied on that.
He's had over 100 blood transfusions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really, people donating blood has made, like, saved his life.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's as simple as that.
Yep.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Without those life-saving blood product transfusions, I would not be standing here today.
I wouldn't be alive without you today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's biggest ever blood drive. Getting as many donations as we can to save lives.
Blood donation has given me life.
Yeah, this is really special, guys, because next week is World Blood Donor Week. And on Wednesday the 16th, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood at Broadmeadow.
Yep.
And what we want to do, we're going to try and get as many donations as we possibly can that day. But we also want you to make the pledge to give blood.
Yeah.
And when you jump online to donateblood.com.au and you register, it gives you the option to go Team New FM. And if you register with that, then we'll all be able to see how much blood's been donated and how many lives that blood has actually saved, which is really cool.
Yeah, so as the time goes on, you might not be able to book on that day. We're hoping to fill, you know, the calendar for that day. But if you book later on, you'll still be counted with Team UFM.
And, yeah,
like, help us on this journey to save as many lives as possible.
And as you were saying, Jade, you've recently started donating yourself.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Do you feel fulfilled once you do it, knowing helping somebody?
Yeah, because it's... You know, like, I know a lot of people, like, volunteer and do different things to give back. And I just found, you know, I don't always have as much time as I like. And I figured this is, like, a really easy way for me to give back is just by donating my blood. And it'll actually save somebody's life.
Well, like anything, we see statistics and numbers. So what we thought we'd do is meet people across the week who have been helped by people donating blood. We're meeting Dion McFadgen today. He's had two forms of leukemia and was given a 5% chance of living, guys. He's had over 100 blood transfusions. He was 40 years old, now 42 when first diagnosed. He's got two young boys and a family. Dion, I apologise, I got your last name wrong, but welcome to the show. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so can you please tell us about your journey, I guess, initially when you were diagnosed with leukemia and how donating blood changed your life?
Yeah, well, back in 2019, as you said, I was diagnosed with two rare forms of leukemia. And during my 9 months of treatment, I received over 100 blood transfusions, which essentially saved my life.
Well, that's it. Like, so when you're getting these blood transfusions, what's going through your mind in terms of that?
Oh, I guess, like, you know, I'm just really, really appreciative of the people that have taken time out to actually go and donate the blood because, yeah, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be around here today to tell my story.
Jeez, I mean, isn't that the most... Like, we hear that, guys, and you think, this is so powerful. It does, because you don't know when you see people walking around at the shops or wherever who out of them has had their lives saved by this. Because if you met yourself, Dion, there's no way to really know unless you hear the story, right?
No, that's exactly right, you know. You just, you know, people walk around all the time and you don't know what everyone's going through and, you know, if anyone has been, you know, saved by... someone donating blood.
Dion, that number floors me. You were given a 5% chance of living. What was that like, confronting that for you and your family? That must have been really beyond anything we could imagine.
Yeah, it was, at the time, it was horrendous, to be honest. Like, it just, I can't really explain what the feeling's like when you actually get told something like that. It's especially, you know, and how many people it affects, not only me, but, like, my family, my friends.
Yeah,
it was really, really, it's really, really hard. It's not funny, but, you know, I still find it hard to believe now that happened, you know?
Yeah.
Can I ask, Dion, how are you going now? So you're 42 now, so 2 years ago you received the diagnosis. How are you going now?
Yeah, I'm going pretty good, actually. I'm back at work, which is a big relief. Yeah, but health-wise, I'm doing pretty well. I'm very, very lucky and blessed. I'm pretty much back to how I was, except for, you know, I've got a couple of side effects from all the treatment and the chemo and stuff that I had. But other than that, I'm doing really well.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Yeah.
It's just hearing your story, it makes everyone, I think, understand how important it is to make sure that they do donate blood if you're eligible, because literally you could save a family member, a friend, or someone you don't know, and that's, like, one of the greatest things you can do, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't be here talking to you guys, or I wouldn't be able to spend time with my family, or I wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the generosity of people that donated blood, because without a doubt, 100%, I would have died if I couldn't receive life-saving blood transfusions.
How old are your boys, Dion?
So they're 11 and 9 now, Charlie and Oscar.
Mm.
But that, yeah, they were 10 and 7 when I was 6. So yeah, that was really hard.
Hey, mate, they've got their dad, which is all that matters. Yeah. No, good stuff. Thanks for joining us, Dion. We really appreciate it, man.
No worries, and thank you guys for promoting it. I really appreciate it, and so do all the other people that have, as I said before, received these life-saving transfusions.
No, absolutely.
Thank
no,
you, Dion.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much, Dion.
So, all right, you've heard Dion's story. If you can donate blood, please jump online and register now at donateblood.com.au. World Blood Donor Week is next week. We want to try and get as many donations as possible on Wednesday. We're going to be broadcasting live from Lifeblood there at Broadmeadow. So just jump online, register. It's really easy. Team New FM. If you put that in, or tell the nurse when you go to give blood.
They can do it for you as well.
They can do it for you. And then we'll be able to see how much blood we've raised and also how many lives we've saved from
that. For those people thinking about it right now that might be, you know, a little bit put off by the whole experience, just give us a, like, quick 30-second rundown of what it feels like to donate. Like you go in, like, what happens?
You know what? It's a really friendly environment, a really supportive environment. The nurses are with you the whole time. They really care and watch out for you.
Do you get free food at the end?
You do get free food at the end. So all I can say, it is one of the best experiences of your life. And, definitely go and give blood if you can, because you just know that your savings, well, a lot to people's lives.
Excellent. Pushing that clutch in now. Changing gears. Yeah. Birthday lotto, $925. I actually can't drive a manual car, so what's a clutch? Guys, all you need is a birthday to play this game. The easiest way to win cash on the radio in Newcastle. No hoops to jump through. Crevo, which month are we looking for today?
It's come up as April. So if you're born in April 13, 1009, this is your chance at the cash.
Okay, we'll do it next. And New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$925 up for grabs today. All you need is a birthday to play. Crevo, we are looking for...
April is the month, the
Let's
lucky
meet
month.
Our contestant today, playing
Absolutely.
For the cash.
It's Caroline. She's from Birmingham Gardens, a support teacher, and she says her friends would say she is loyal, funny, and loving, and her biggest fear is falling off a cliff. Mm. What? Why are you scared of that?
Look at the bottom. It's
getting hurt. Do you stand near a lot of cliffs?
Well, I like looking over the cliffs, but I don't like being on the edge of it looking down.
Yeah, I feel you. Don't you love Crevo? Like, you're a real regular cliff jumper, Crevo. Like,
no, you're not scared of cliffs. Well, I just think of all the things to be scared of in life. Like, it's back of the line for me, because how often do you encounter it?
You were scared of cockroaches, Crevo. Caroline, just ignore him.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair call.
All right, here we go. I'm going to pull out a ball. I really hope you're born on the 16th.
Just lose the 6.
Oh damn.
Sorry.
You had us there. Thanks, Caroline.
I thought you'd won it.
Enjoy your day. $950 worth tomorrow, guys. Fantastic. Almost
scooting up there, isn't it?
The gorilla's on the way. Jackson, 105 commercial free up next.
Yeah.
What's on the way, man?
Jess Glynn paid more than the Spice Girls.
I love her.
Remember when they tried to kick her off the tour because she made more than all of them combined?
Really?
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, the real winner there was Posh Spice. She didn't even show up.
This is true.
I need to take a note from her book, to be honest. Taxi Ride is in there as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Ayaz and a replay.
Awesome. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.